Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, November the 8th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, without further ado, let's talk about today's show. Well, there are 2 CIAX directors which have confirmed the existence of the deep state, as if we ever needed any confirmation. Interestingly enough, it also bears down on the impeachment of President Trump, which comes along party lines, which the founders specifically hoped would never happen. The only elements for impeachment were to be treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors, which of course don't divide themselves along party lines. In fact, they said that a partisan vote would deny constitutional legitimacy to impeachment. So I have quite a lot to say about that. Then I'm going to draw your attention to the fact that Europe is now freer than the United States. Quite a shock, really, especially to someone like myself, who came in 1987 believing that I had come to, indeed, the free world directly from Europe, where I had lived all my life. Then I'm going to talk a little more about this partisan impeachment issue, which I think is very important. And then I will talk about the Fed and how it's regulated us to death. The fact that the Fed will stop at nothing to enforce its authority in every nook and cranny of the financial market. Now, I've spoken about civil war in previous shows, and unfortunately, I find myself needing to state that civil war is becoming ever closer to us. And remember that this is a violent activity, a civil war, and that one party's victory is the inevitable loss of the other person's or party's way of life. And there are no formal rules to civil wars as of the past, so don't expect there to be any this time round either. Then a quick word on how cannabis is grotesquely overplayed A major study, by the way, has just found little evidence that cannabis helps with depression and anxiety and other mental health conditions. I'll talk about that a little bit. Did you know that US wars cost $1 trillion per annum? Well, a few things to say about that. And then a word about the absurd excuses which are given one after the other for the US occupation of Syria with their wretched army. We really need to understand what that's all about, which is the purpose of my words today. There is a shortage of dollars in the banking system, and the government is largely responsible for this. And the Federal Reserve has started printing all over again. So this is very, very serious and very disappointing. We're back to printing money, injecting liquidity, suppressing yield curves, devaluing exchange rates. I mean, it's just too sad. And finally, a little anecdote about a birth coach in the UK who was hounded out of her job in the UK because she stated quite clearly that only women can have children. Well, of course, that's not a PC thing to say these days, so she was made to suffer for it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you, individually and upon request, 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Anyway, feel free, select any of the three of the shows from the Podbean archives, but if you have no preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because that will give you a pretty good impression of how I deal with day-to-day current matters of interest. So you'll be able to have a good impression of what you will be getting for your donations. All right, well, let me finish by giving you my contact information. My email address, which you will need for this purpose, is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, RWL, my name, Martin, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And that is, by the way, also emblazoned across the top of my page on the Podbean system. So if you don't write it down, you will find it there. I have, as I think most of you know, a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook page, which you should all try to consult from time to time, it does contain information of interest, which is too short probably for the show itself, the main show, but is nevertheless there for all of you, donors and non-donors alike. The address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. And that's all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Okay? My Twitter address contains the one-liners, and it is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's my initials, RM. Plus Wake Up Call. Again, just one word, lowercase, no punctuation. RM Wake Up Call. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I will wish you a wonderful weekend. I will be back on Monday with another synopsis of the show. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.